It's Friday morning, and now live from the Rockefeller Center in New York, please welcome the big fish from across the pond, Chris Moyles.
Friday morning in New York, this city's really great, but we're back home on Monday and we really cannot wait. Lack of sleep and too much work, but yes, we still had fun. Chris Moyles misses all the pubs and Alice missed his mom.
Good morning, it's our last show from New York City.
The Chris Moyles Show. Live from New York City, International Radio 1.
How y'all doing? All right, Dave?
Yeah.
All right, Rachel?
Yes.
All right, Alan?
Good morning.
All right, everybody else? Thank you to Fred and Reggie, who have to go home now through the cold streets of London.
From Jamaica to the world.
No, from the studio to Peckham, I think it is. It's just love. Anyway, good morning. Bob Sinclair. Feel the love generation.
You have to get past the voice.
All right, then. Calm down, love. That is the most New York voice we've had all week, isn't it?
You have to get past the voice.
Am I past the voice? I want to hear it say, Quaffee. C-W-O-R. Quaffee. Anyway, there you go.
You have to get past the voice.
All right, love. Pipe down. You all right? How are you feeling, Dave?
Mega.
Yeah, good. Tired?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how tired?
8.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, how much forward are you looking to the show?
12.
Uh-huh. Alan, how tired are you?
6.
But how much are you looking forward to the show?
12.
12?
Yeah.
Right. Rachel, how tired are you?
1.
Really?
I'm not feeling tired at all.
Brilliant. 5 teas, a hot chocolate. Actually, how do you fancy going down to Ray's Pizza?
No, I'm right. Fine.
Pizza, this time in the morning. People just waking up going, I couldn't even face cornflakes, let alone Ray's Pizza. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you looking forward to the show?
Oh, 20.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Reese?
Yes.
Tired?
Pretty tired.
Scale of 1 to 10, tired?
8.
8. Scale of 1 to 10, looking forward to the show?
It's got to be a 12.
Got to be a 12. No, not a 20 like Rachel, though.
But anyway.
You have to get past the voice.
Can we have an early hello, ladies, from you?
Hello, ladies.
Yeah. Dominic Byrne, how tired are you?
I'm about 6.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, looking forward to the show?
20.
Wow, I like
just
that.
Just copying me.
Carrie, 21. Tired?
About 8.
8. Looking forward to the show?
35.
35, yes. I like that.
Loving
nice.
It.
Ask me. I haven't said
how
it.
Tired are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. I would say about a 6.
And how much are you looking forward to the show?
About a 6.
Oh!
No, 600, that is.
Hey!
All right, whatever. Okay, lots of good stuff in our last show from New York this morning. I'll tell you what's on the show in just a few seconds. Let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. 7 o'clock.
Now 4 minutes past 7.
You have to get past the voice.
I know, but that's Dominic Byrne for you.
Sorry.
Oh,
last one then, people.
Mm. It is the last one. It's very, very sad. Mm. But we're all here. All of us are here.
David, I believe, Dom, that you and Carrie...
Oh, shush, will you? Go on.
I believe, Dom and Carrie, you went out last night to celebrate our final show, didn't you?
We went out yesterday, lunchtime.
Yeah.
That's like how much we couldn't wait to celebrate it.
Mm. What a matinee session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. Do you know who we ran into? Do you know that comedian, Arthur Smith?
You hit him with your car?
What? No,
you
we didn't know. We bumped it. We said hello to him. In,
right, okay.
In a pub. And he's a really nice bloke, so we sat with him for a while.
He came and had lunch with us.
Yeah.
What, Arthur Smith, the grumpy old man?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's nice,
brilliant.
Actually.
Yeah. Was it... Who said who?
I don't know. Who is he?
He's a very, very funny man.
Should I know who he is?
You'd recognise him, actually.
Yeah, you would.
Obviously, for the purpose of this link, no, not at all. And what was he drinking?
He wasn't, actually. He was on the orange juice, I think, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on orange juice.
He gave up drinking, didn't he?
I think he did, yeah.
Not so long ago.
Yeah, he did.
Which I think he misses.
I think so, yeah.
but he thought it was a very sensible thing to do.
I got that impression.
Mm.
He's very funny. If anybody wants a good laugh, the Grumpy Old Men series, which BBC Two made, you can get on DVD. It is very, very, very funny.
He is funny.
And Arthur Smith is on that. He's brilliant. So is, God love him, John Peel, who's on it, who, as ever, is hilarious.
So, and that series is far better than the Grumpy Old Women, which, in my opinion, doesn't work.
I refuse to watch it. I refuse to watch that show. It's women trying to jump on the men bandwagon.
Who's on
it? That has never worked, ever.
That's because men do grumpy better.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. That is our domain. Yours is washing up, right? We stay moaning, you stay scrubbing. That's how it should remain. And even Carrie would agree with that, and she's a woman.
I'm sure she wouldn't.
Would I do not
Harry?
Agree with that at all.
Well, you know, women just need to realise you burnt your bras, we gave you jobs, okay? But, but don't give up... Lips moving, still talking. But don't give up, you know, the fundamental... Look, for man, look at men. Men have changed. Men are more sensitive these days. You know, we're more wussy. We cry a lot more, you know, and all them kind of things. We'll hold your hand walking down the street.
Yep.
We've changed, but still, man is the hunter. Man hunt the beast. Man bring home the bacon and all that. So we keep the traditions while also moving forward.
Mm.
And that's the trouble with women. They have moved forward, but they don't keep the tradition of washing, cleaning, cooking, ironing, that kind of thing, which they really should. And Dominic, you agree with me, I know that.
100%.
Which is why you left your wife at home with your newborn baby while you were out on having a lunchtime lash with your female colleague, Carrie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hunting, gathering, bringing in the bacon.
Mm.
Hunting, gathering, drinking, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right, and on that note, now put the world to rights on men and women and equality. Let's get on with the big show live from New York City.
The Chris Moyles Show is in New York. It's full of nice delights. Chris Moyles will do a start away, taking all the sights. Rachel's going to Macy's, where we're sure she'll think it's class. But they will get so drunk that he'll let Ali take him up the Empire State Building.
And there are interesting photos of that online as well.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Morning.
Live from New York City, International Radio 1.
Right, so much stuff on the show today. Jack Black, we spoke to him yesterday. Hear the results of that interview later on this morning. Football tickets to giveaways, it's Friday. More Gabby Cabby. Yesterday, out shopping with him. Ramble, montage, end of show, Joe Wiley, that's your lot.
Just a bunch of gibberish. If they're up exactly, they forgot about Dre.
Ooh, they're hot. They are hot,
told
Rachel.
Told you, didn't I?
Oh, my goodness.
Hot. I told you.
I just took the mickey out of Rachel off the air, and boy, woo,
was she right. Sauce?
No.
That's even hotter.
We've been sent pizzas and stuff by a well-known, famous worldwide pizza place. And I can't name it, but, you know, after the show today, Dave, I fancy a game of
that. Cards?
No.
The black things with Billions? White dots on it.
Yeah, what are they called again?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Boy, what was that?
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
You know that?
Quaffy.
Quaffy.
Yeah, right, whatever. Anyway, so they sent us some pizzas, and, there's also someone like spicy nuggety thing. So Rachel, obviously the food arrives, and within 0.3 seconds, Rachel has had some. Never seen her move so quick this week. And then she comes in, and she goes, whoa, those chicken nugget things are really hot. And then does that thing, you know, where you move your hand over your mouth, as if your breath is really hot. Whoo, like that. You know what? We understand what hot means. And now I've just had one. Woo! 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 Boy, oh boy, oh boy!
And Reese has had an accident with the sauce already.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. What have you done? Have you spilt the sauce down yourself?
No, down somewhere else.
Not down your front.
No, no, he's spilt sauce somewhere very important.
The equipment?
It's actually some dripping down the air vent.
You know those big air vents? Because bearing in mind, we're on the 36th floor of this huge office block in the middle of Manhattan, and there's these big air vents outside there, which currently have hot chicken.
So the whole of the Rockefeller Center will now... So on the 12th floor sometime lunchtime today, so we'll go... Do you smell barbecue sauce?
It's fine. They're not going to hear for about 5 hours until, and then we'll be gone by
then. We're gone by then. That's fine. Oh, whoo, hot. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
You have to get past the voice.
That's fine, lovely. Right, so Jack Black yesterday,
mm-hmm.
he was a bit tired and The interview is quite... Well, I remember it being quite surreal.
I thought it was funny.
It was surreal.
Is it still surreal?
It is still surreal, but I think it was just that he did too many interviews before us. He was just quite tired from them.
But we got on well and everything was fine and we had some photos afterwards, which you can check out at Radio 1 online, which is nice. He's the fat dude with a tash, by the way. I'm the fat dude with the designer stubble.
You do look similar though, don't you?
Designer stubble. You know, it doesn't really get used anymore. Designer stubble. It's just stubble, but I like designer stubble. Like George Michael used to have in the Faith video.
Yeah.
I'm also giving away football tickets today for, it's West Ham Fulham.
West Brom Fulham.
It says West Ham.
My mistake.
On the modern script, it says West Ham fans. We've got tickets to West Brom versus Fulham.
So, West Ham fans, if you fancy going to a different match this weekend, why not travel to the Hawthorns?
Yeah, you'll be safe there because if the fellow next to you goes, are you a West Brom fan? Say, not really, but certainly of the word West, yes. And then you'll be fine. Baggies play Fulham on Saturday in the Barclays Premiership. Tickets to give away for that. Also, news about our daily podcast and how you can get photos on your phone of Dave stood in the street with steam coming out of his head.
Only if you have WAP capability.
WAP. WAP. WAP.
WAP.
WAP.
WAP.
WAP. WAP. 7:18 in the morning, BBC Radio 1. We'll do US Stingray next for the last time. Hanging out here in New York for the week. We went to CBGB's the other day. Reese was giving us an in-depth history of CBGB's. I must stick with you. The place was kind of started off the careers of Blondie and the Ramones and people like that, Talking Heads and those kind of bands. And the other day we were talking about kind of musical, you know, influences and first songs and that kind of thing, which surprises me. Well, during this song, he goes, I love this record. He loves a bit of the Pussycat Dolls.
He likes the melody on it.
And they love you too. In fact, we got a jingle from them. Here it is. Hello, we're Pussycat Dolls. Want to say big up to Reese. Thanks for liking our record. And we'll be back to see you all at UK very soon. Isn't that right? Maureen. Oh, yes. That's the Pussycat Dolls. Are you done the gig now? What can I do? Anyway, I've got a great story for off the air about that. Meanwhile...
Oh, we heard another good story as well the other day, which we can't tell.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 7:22. US Sting Ring has been going down very well, I reckon, this week.
Better here, I think, even in the UK.
Oh, absolutely.
They're more animated, aren't
but
they?
But what I like is that it's their reaction, it's their excitement that they've been chosen for Sting Ring rather than their confusement. Is that a word?
No.
I just invented it. Stick it in your dictionaries now. Under C. In fact, no. Put it under J.
For confusement.
For confusement, Dave was saying there. You missed the mentor fear.
Sorry,
don't worry. Oh. Say it in your head without the mentor on the
For
end.
For confusement.
All right, okay. Anyway, Alan, are you dialing the number?
I'm dialing,
lovely.
Dialing.
Thank you very much. Right, so this is... Well, this is our last Sting Ring. Here we go. Is it there? All right, lovely. Here we go, then.
Enjoying a bit too much.
That's why all Americans are a little bit screwy. Yeah! What? I love that.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah! What?
Got it.
Yeah, he was doing my impression. He was impersonating me, impersonating Dave Chappelle, impersonating Little John.
What?
Which still none of you understand, do you?
I need to watch the DVD.
Right. Speak to Westwood when we get back about Little John.
Yeah!
Anyway, so, that was Matt Corval from Boston. He's an art director for a magazine. Very nice. He listens to the show as a download.
All right.
So that must be, I don't know what that means.
Podcast.
We don't do Stingling in the past, too. So it must be listened again. Anyway, there you go. Beautiful. I like that. I thought that was very funny. I'm tempted to do another one, but I don't think I will. I think I'll...
Go on.
No, I think...
We're never going to do any more international ones.
Maybe we'll do one later in the show. Maybe another one later, okay. Right?
Hmm.
Sometimes you're going to have two... Reese, what is wrong with you?
Cold.
Well, we'll have a cold outside or have a quiet cold. All I can hear in my headphones during the link is... It's like you're standing on somebody. Pipe down, will you?
A cat with a hairball.
So maybe later I'll do another one, right?
Cool.
All right, good. Right, 7:26 at Radio 1. This is Good Charlotte. All right, one more then. Just one more. One more sting.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, dial that number there in front of you. Thank you. Keep Salad quiet.
This is what, another American one?
Yeah, let me know, Alan, as soon as it's there.
Hang on. Yeah, it's there.
All right, lovely.
Hello?
She sounded like a mentalist.
No, she was sweet.
That's why we shouldn't have done another one.
Less is more.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, first half hour done. Do you know what that was?
What was that?
That was Mikey deliberately putting the pips in to show management that in a whole week of broadcast, that's the first time we've hit the news on time. Thanks, Mikey. Really appreciate it. See, it's too gutless to open the mic and say you're welcome.
I'm sorry.
You're fired. That's what it is. We'll play that Your Body thing record in a minute. And a bit of Beyoncé as well. It's just gone 7:30.
The Xbox 360 is finally on sale, but you'll be lucky to find one on the shelves in the shops. Microsoft admit there's a shortage and says you should be looking in less obvious stores. Places like HMV and Dixon's say they don't even have enough consoles to cover the pre-orders. Not surprising then that people like Kevin were queuing at midnight.
I know that Chris Wells has been going on about having his Xbox 360, and now we're all probably playing online at some point, because obviously there's been talk about shortages and stuff like that. I arrived at 2:45 and there was no one in the front of the queue, and I just got here so I would get one.
So that proves you're like a big name in the world of Xbox gamers.
I understand that. If Microsoft are listening, I think the least they could do is buy me a Ferrari. I also very quickly would like to point out that I have my Xbox 360. It's still technically boxed, and if any multimillionaires are listening to the show who are desperate to buy one for their child for Christmas, $500,000, it's yours. Here's the sport.
Lovely.
Gone 7:35, y'all.
morning. We haven't talked about I'm a Celebrity at all this week, mainly because most of us on the show are out in New York and you can't pick it up over here. But Dominic and Carrie, obviously, are still in the UK.
Hello.
We haven't really discussed it because I kind of get the feeling that you're not really watching it and you're not really that bothered.
I'll be honest with you. It hasn't really taken off this week for me.
No.
Yeah.
I've watched a little bit, but not a lot.
Still, my favourite bits are just the Ant and Dec links. Mm. And then the rest of it, I just, you know, I've kind of got no interest in it. Do you know what I mean? And what?
Has Jenny Frost been voted off?
Yeah, she came off last night.
Did she?
She was voted off.
Worth a vote?
I wish I'd Sky Plus'd it. Is it obvious, though? Is Sheree Murphy going to win it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Everyone really likes it.
Harry Q.
Harry
Q.
Bobby Ball, though, is kind of quite popular as well.
Oh, well, of course, yeah. I forgot he was it. Why did they get rid of Tommy Cannon?
They voted him off.
Yeah, he was the first one.
I don't know.
Why?
He was just a bit kind of, wasn't getting involved in, you know, camp duties and all that sort of
stuff.
Wasn't
he there about 12 hours?
Yeah, he was.
I'd love to get Cannon and Ball on the show. I love Cannon and Ball. I even went to see their movie.
What?
They have a film out.
Well, not the Cannon and Ball run.
No, Cannon and Ball did a movie.
Did they?
I can't believe you even asking that question. Of course they did.
What was it called?
This famous British double act that followed in the long line of British double acts that did movies, such as Morecambe and Wise.
I don't...
Abbott and Costello and Laurel and Hardy. And Cannon and Ball did exactly the same thing. They made a movie.
Did they?
Yes!
I don't remember that at all.
No.
81199 on the text. What was it called, please? Four-word title. Was it four or... Well, it's got the in it. Has it got the in the beginning? Oh, yeah, I thought it had.
So, Cannon and Ball.
No, it's not that. No. Mm. Yeah, they made a movie.
I didn't know that at all.
It wasn't the greatest movie in the world. I think it was a remake of an old movie.
Do you know, Sid Owens coming off all right, and so is Anthony Costa as well. Those two are kind of all right, actually. So, perhaps... I think they're sort of joint favourites with Sheree Murphy at the moment.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sid Owen seems alright.
He does,
I saw of it. Mm. And then the X Factor is obviously back on Saturday, which, once again, I have a generic hard disk satellite recorder. Yep. Lost it.
Mm-hmm.
The Colon Sisters went out on Saturday.
Yes.
Good?
Yep.
So this could be Chico's last week this weekend.
So who's left, exactly?
Okay, it will be Andy, Brenda, Shane, Chico, Journey South.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oof. And that's it.
Journey South, why are they still in it?
Because they're all right, they're nice guys.
They usually cover U2 songs, don't they, really badly?
No, they covered U2 once, haven't they?
No, they did it last week and, like, the first week, I think.
What did they do last week?
I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For last week, didn't they?
Ah.
I think.
We were singing Angel of Harlem when we were in Harlem the other
day. Oh, how cool would that be?
Yeah. And what's the first line of Angel of Harlem, Dominic?
It was a cold and wet December day as we touched the ground at JFK.
He is so, so, so good.
It's true, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody pick a U2 song, Dominic can tell you the title, the first line of it.
Mm.
Desire.
What? You're the candle. Burning in my...
Oh.
I can't remember that one.
That was a short-lived feature, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was,
That didn't last long. Anyway, bye-bye.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Right, football ticket. Oh, Carrie.
Mm. Yes?
I didn't speak to you then, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You can join in on a football ticket giveaway if you want to.
Okay.
As it says on my script here, West Ham fans, we've got tickets for West Brom versus Fulham to give away.
I'm overly tired, sorry.
Yeah.
It's West Brom.
Yeah.
Baggies.
So, Baggies versus Fulham on Saturday, Barclays Premiership. Your prediction, Kerry?
I think Fulham might edge it.
I love it when she does her bag puss sounds.
What?
Yes, mice, I love you all. Actually, that's a very similar noise that Reese makes, but we can't talk about that on the air.
You should see the studio. There's a bookend in the shape of a woodpecker. It's amazing.
No, that's Mikey's head.
Ah.
I think you're fine. Yeah, so be very careful there. Punchline, music out. Right, so 08700 100 100 if you'd like to go to West Brom Fulham. If you're a Baggies fan, call us now and answer this question. Would you like tickets for West Brom versus Fulham on Saturday? If you know the answer, give us a ring. 08700 100 100. That would be great. Thank you. Dominic, did you do, without saying what you did you do something special yesterday?
I did something special on Wednesday, and I'm doing something special today. I went to watch the thing on Wednesday that I'm going to be talking to the person about today.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, when we went to this Jack Black interview yesterday, everybody from King Kong was there, loads of the actors, and we bumped into loads of them. Mm. However, we can't talk about it because nobody listening will know who they are, because currently Rachel, Allard, myself and Reese, some of the only people in the world to see the movie, even Jack Black hasn't seen it.
We bumped into the bloke who played Gollum in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. And Jamie
Andy
Bell.
Serkis.
How do you know
Andy
that?
Andy Serkin, isn't it?
Serkis. Is the guy who... Yeah.
Oh, Serkis.
Yeah, Andy Serkis, I think.
And I also saw the producers, which they're doing a movie of the producers. They were also in doing interviews, weirdly, in the same hotel. And Allard saw Matthew Broderick.
Yes.
And I saw Nathan Lane, who's the other guy from the producers.
Wow.
And just as I was leaving, right, you know in King Kong, right?
Yeah.
You know they're on the ship.
Near the end. Yeah.
You know the black guy on the ship.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, again, sorry, Dublin Gary, you can't join in.
No.
Well, to see you. December 14th, isn't it?
That's right.
We've done the interview, we've got it on tape.
We're fine now.
Stop promoting the movie then. Right, it's 7:42.
This is the Chris Moyle Show, all week in New York City. If there's bits you do not hear, that will be a pity. But listen up, we have good news. There's a podcast every day with all the best bits from New York. Hip, 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 hooray.
Dominic and Carrie will now be walking out of the studio, but now start to oh god, he wants us back in. We'll now run back in the studio. How many text messages, Allard, have we received in the last link?
2,600
texts. 2,600 text messages on your mobile phone, or if you say in America, cell phone, but then you don't really know how to text because you're a bit divvy. No offense, Katie. Well, you're British, just putting on the silly voice for effect and to get served quicker in shops. All of these people texting in reference to the fact that Cannon and Ball did have their own movie, and it was called...
The Boys in Blue.
That's right, The Boys in Blue.
Wow.
And, Dominic?
Yes?
Lover, I'm on the street.
Okay, Dave. What?
No. It's the first line to desire.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Chris Moyle Show. Live from New York City. International Radio.
Now. Tom and Michael, whatever they're called. And your body. Tom Novi featuring Michael Marshall.
That's what it is. Is that what it is?
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that.
You were just doing a bit of skanking to that, weren't you?
I was what?
Skanking.
What's that? A
bit of dance.
Oh.
Bit of dancing.
Sorry, stop. We've got to stop you. Just seen something that I think I need to talk about on the air. Just seen Hoop Dog have a big old yawn in the corner studio.
I'm tired.
We're tired too. People are waking up, starting the day. They've got to work all day. You've got to take a few pictures, scratch your ass, and have a few beers tonight. And you're yawning?
Sorry.
Doesn't do much for my ego and, you know, my confidence with you sitting there going, roar, like King Kong, you're like Little Kong, roar, with a shave. Roar. And by the way, your little puppy dog face doesn't work with me because it's just as pug ugly as your happy face.
Don't yawn, that's Reese's job.
He's dyed himself out with a steam gallery.
Oh, by the way, is there a photo of you on the website yet?
No.
Okay. Would anybody be interested in seeing a photo online of Hoopy Dog, who is our online idiot friend, the genius?
H to the double O-P-E-R.
Snap, snap. If you would, please text, show me show me Hoop Dog to 81199. Make a note of how many we've had so far. And then, because I'd be curious to know, the website is getting an unbelievable amount of hits this week.
A million a day.
Yeah, from all over the world. So I'm just interested, do people want to know what Hoop Dog looks like? If you would like to see a photo of him, please send us a text. UK only, obviously. Saying, I want,
show me the hoop.
Show me the hoop, or show me Hoop Dog, whatever. Something,
just hoop, maybe.
Yeah, whatever. You just try the word, you know, cabbage, whatever, you know, lamppost.
So far, we have seven.
Seven texts. Well, good. That's a start. Seven more than I thought we'd get. 81199 is our number if we get enough that we're impressed by. Would you be happy with the photos of you online?
Depends.
Right. We'll take it at Lace around the corner. Do you know, just on Times Square?
Maybe.
Right, OK. I told you, by the way, David got his wallet back. We found the most honest cab driver in New York City.
By the way, that's no connection to the gentleman's club around the corner.
What?
The fact that he got his wallet back.
You segued
neatly from a gentleman's club to his wallet.
No, it's just that, you know, David left his wallet in a cab and the guy returned it. And, incidentally, he wouldn't... One of the big bosses at Sirius Radio, where we are in the States, went down to meet his cab driver, and he wouldn't hand over the wallet until he'd seen some photo ID that he was definitely this guy who said he was.
Aww.
And he says, well, are you a friend of Mr. Hooper? And David, and the guy at Sirius said, well, I've met him, and I know he's coming into our building. Well, maybe it's better if I bring it to the hotel. How can I be sure that you're definitely going to pass it on to him?
What a nice guy.
Yeah. However, they did tip him, and it's going to cost you an extra $20, okay. Which, ironically, you don't have because you've cancelled all your cards. But, hey, at least you got the wallet back. Right, well done to Paul Brynner Brindley from Tamworth. Big Baggies fan. He saw them play Man United on Wednesday and was singing tributes to George Best.
Good.
You will see them then playing Fulham at the weekend, so well done, Paul. Right, so Gabby Cabby time. Sadly, Dave and I got locked in a car. Alad and Rachel went shopping. What?
It was fun.
Yeah, we couldn't get out of the vehicle.
We were all shopped out by that point, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
You were just scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest with you. Anyway, here's what happened yesterday.
So it's lunchtime. We're back in the car with the Gabby Cabby, or Boo Boo, as I like to call it.
Oh, thank you, darling.
You're more than welcome. So we're going to go and have a look at some shops.
Right now, this city is booming. It's absolutely booming. And you've seen that. The people hardly can find space on the sidewalks. All the stores are open. The stores are going to be open in the evening. And people are spending literally billions and billions of dollars. As a matter of fact, the Friday right after Thanksgiving is called Black Friday.
Okay.
The deal is that this is the week that determines whether the stores are going to be in the black.
What are you looking for today? What are you shopping for?
Maybe some perfume or something like that.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Have you shopped at Longman's?
No.
This is the 9 to 5 area. If you saw the movie with Dolly Parton, 9 to 5, you know, we have...
Sorry, how does that go?
9 to 5, 9 to 5. This is all filled with all young secretaries in these buildings.
Really? Brilliant. Yes. Let's go.
This is it. If you want to pick up young babes,
yeah,
you come to this area because this is where most of the major American corporations are. And so in this area, you have some of the best leading stores and you have some of the best steakhouses because you see the guys go in, they have the steak and the Bloody Mary and they crunch some numbers. The women come downstairs and they do shopping in all these cute little stores.
What are you shopping for today?
We're shopping for scarves.
Have you shopped at Longman's?
No.
So Canal Street, which is we're entering that area now,
okay,
stretches from one side of Manhattan to the other. It is like a huge, huge bazaar. It's where you can find anything you want, almost. If you've broken some piece of pipe or you need a new faucet to replace something or you want to get a counterfeit handbag or you want to get a videotape or you want to get fake perfume, anything you want, you would get along Canal Street.
Are you actually shopping on Canal Street?
Let me see some ID first.
I promise you won't do anything bad, I promise.
This is my first time shopping at Canal Street.
Have you been to Longman's today?
I have not.
Is there any way we can pull over or park
because I know Rachel likes a cheap bargain. Listen, when you look up cheap in the dictionary, there's a picture of Rachel. So this would be her ideal shopping location.
But I should like to point out here that we don't use the word cheap. We say inexpensive.
Well, she's certainly inexpensive, all right, from what I've heard. I'd like a round of applause for the Gabby Cabby for his tours this week. It's been brilliant. Gabby Cabby, we love you. Thank you, man. Hit him with a little
ghetto. Lord, can you hear me speak?
Yes, my child. What do you want? I'm watching Phoenix Nights on DVD.
Lord! Lord, when will Alan be funny?
Well, shut up, you, one at a time. Right, Alan will never be funny, because he's Welsh. Next question.
Lord, has Rachel left any pizza?
Don't be ridiculous. No, I have to go now. Bye-bye.
Morning, Wales, by the way.
And morning, fans of all religion.
Mm. Oh, big hoop dog love on the text, by the way.
Yeah, so I believe best part of 1,000 text messages saying that they would like to see a picture of Hoop.
Great.
Is that enough for you to pose?
Possibly.
Naked?
Mm, in Times Square.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Look at the confidence. He now walks towards the mic. Look at this. By the way, for those internet nerds who looked at the running order for yesterday's show, when we were referring to Hoop Dog sounding like somebody off the TV, it was Bill Buckley from That's Life and not Watchdog, as Dave wrote down. We didn't even say Watchdog on the air.
Very confusing.
Mixing up Bill Buckley with Nikki Campbell.
Yeah, it was the end of the show, and I hadn't had much sleep.
And I would never, ever compare you to Nikki Campbell. No. Not even my worst enemy.
We were talking about him last night, weren't we?
Who?
Nikki Campbell.
I wasn't.
Oh, weren't you? Oh, it was our end of the table.
Okay. What was that conversation about?
Nice things.
Can you even go there?
No, we were just we were just talking about, you know, brilliant. Reese's former career.
Reese formerly had a career?
No, Reese's early days in Radio 1, producing the likes of Nikki Campbell. Right.
Fascinating. Right, Kaiser Chiefs playing just a few seconds, and a Comedy Dave favourite from 2003.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the Lost Prophets?
No.
Is it the Foo Fighters?
No. You'll find out in a
second.
I'll
find out in a minute.
All right. Let's get news and support with Dom and Kerry. It's 2 minutes past eight.
The Xbox 360 is finally in the shops in the UK. But even,
I got one of them.
I know you have. But even if you've pre-ordered one...
I'm ready to sell it for £500,000.
It's looking like you may not get it in time for Christmas.
$1 million.
You want $1 million for your Xbox? Okay. Places like Dixon's and Currys say they just haven't got enough and haven't been supplied with enough.
I'll settle for 250,000.
Okay, lots of you have been in touch about this. Tony has got bad news for his son.
Pre-ordered my Xbox on the 22nd of September. Been told before that it should be sort of a couple of weeks before Christmas. I've now been told I'm not going to receive it until early February next year. It was supposed to be a Christmas present for my five-year-old son.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have had
a
baby.
Tom.
What?
Oh, have they? Oh, that's nice. Tell us in a second.
Okay.
This guy.
Yeah.
Ordered one for his five-year-old son.
Yeah.
And now he can't get one.
Yeah.
And he's saying that his five-year-old son will have to be disappointed this Christmas.
Yeah.
What's this guy's name? Tom.
Tony.
Tony.
Hmm.
Well, it's Tony's lucky day. Do you know what? I'm in a generous mood.
What?
Tony, £100,000. That Xbox is yours, baby.
Ah. I thought you were going to give him it.
Get real, man. I can make money out of this.
But think of the think of the look on the face of the five-year-old boy on Christmas morning when there isn't an Xbox.
I'd rather have a video iPod, my friend. That's what I'd rather have than a five-year-old child.
Oh, that was going to be lovely. You'd have been in local newspapers today, sort of handing it over.
And I still will be. If he coughs up 100 grand, how much does he love his son? Does he love his son 100 grand's worth? Let's put his love to the test.
If you're listening, Tony, give us a buzz or text us, 81199, and you can have a chat with Chris.
Start your message with the word love.
And Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner... Ben Affleck?
Affleck?
Yeah, whoever he is. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have had a baby girl. They're apparently going to call her Violet, which is a nice name. Beautiful. And Jenny Frost lost her place in I'm a Celebrity last night. The ex-Atomic Kitten failed to get enough votes to keep her in the jungle for another day. She told Newsbeat about the lights she found in a hotel when she got back.
Pre-ordered my Xbox on the 22nd of September. Before it should be...
Yeah, all right, Tony, shut up.
There's a bottle of champagne. It's very
first thing I did. Opened the fridge and my lovely friend Scott, who's here, has filled it full of all my favourite goodies. And I had a shower and I had a bath.
That was Jenny Frost not
to I love that. Jenny told us when she got back to the hotel there was a little surprise waiting for her. Yeah, I got in there. There's an Xbox 360. What? I'm not wicked.
Now the sport. Neil Warnock chose to stay at Sheffield United. Now Harry Redknapp's favourite to make a dramatic return to Portsmouth. They've asked to speak to Redknapp, but so far there's no response from Southampton chairman Rupert Lowe. Dave Bassett is Harry's assistant at St Mary's. He says he knows nothing.
I work with Harry. He's a good friend, but really you don't ask questions like that. You know, I'm not going to walk in Harry's office and say, are you going to Portsmouth, Harry? Tell me, I'll have a few bob on it. You know, it's not like that.
Northern Ireland boss Laurie Sanchez.
Can I just say, yes. am I the only one? When you hear somebody say things like, you know, he's given way too much information in that statement, don't you think? I mean, I'm not the kind of person to go in and say, Harry, are you going there? You know, because I'll go down to Bookies and put some money on it, or we're going to have a nice Christmas. Yeah, I'm not one of them people. He's thought about that. Do you not reckon? Do you know what I mean? It's not like, that's not a statement. You know, I'm wondering now. I want to ring him and say, well, is he? There could be some money in it. That I'm selling my Xbox 360. I'm going to take you all to Tenerife for Christmas.
Pre-ordered my Xbox on the 22nd.
I've told you, 100 grand, it's yours. In other news,
Northern Ireland boss Laurie Sanchez and Alex McLeish are still in the frame for that Portsmouth job. That's according to their chairman, Milan Mandrić. Brian Robson's had a cup of tea with Roy Keane. Robson's hoping to bring the former Manchester United captain to the Hawthorns. But at the moment, Keane's not sure what he wants to do. England are having another bad day in Lahore.
Up comes Schurbacher, rushing in past umpire Kurtz, and he bowls and hits the Scotty on the pair. There's a good shout. He's out, LBW. Second ball here in Lahore, and England are not 4-1.
Marcus Jasgothic already out as England start their second innings. They're 5-1 at lunch. Earlier, Pakistan declared on 636-8. It's a lead of 348 runs. England needed to win this match to save the series. And Australia have sacked their rugby coach, Eddie Jones, after they lost 8 of their last 9 matches, including defeats to England, Wales and France in the Autumn International. Wash, yesterday's
weather, the last yesterday's weather of the week. Wattisham was the coldest place yesterday, just 7 degrees. Port Ellen was very wet, 29.3 millimetres of rain yesterday. That's almost 3 centimetres. And Aviemore was the sunniest place with 2.2 hours of sunshine. As ever, tune in on Monday for what happens Sunday. Wash, yesterday's weather, almost exactly 8 minutes past 8.
It's Monday morning, and now live from New York.
It's Friday.
Wrong jingle.
It's Friday morning, and now live from the Rockefeller Center, New York, please welcome the big fish from across the pond, yep. Chris Moyles.
What button do we press?
Friday morning in New York, this city's really great, but we're back home on Monday, and we really cannot wait. Lack of sleep and too much work, but yes, we still had fun. Chris Moyles misses all the pumps, and Alex missed his mom.
Right, Mr. Jack Black interview coming up soon.
The Chris Moyles Show. Live from New York City, International Radio.
Was that, by the way, was that my favourite treat from 2003?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, brilliant.
You love your Punjabi MC.
I do, yeah, I do love me Punjabi.
There's also a track on the album which had a sample which sounded, well, it sounded very much like a sample to the beginning of Magnum. Because that bass line in there is very, very similar, if not, for Knight Rider. Boom, 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 alone man, boom, 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 boom. Or whatever the words are. I don't know. Anyway, right, so yesterday we went to a lovely posh hotel in New York on Park Avenue.
Was that on the Upper East Side?
Yeah. I've no idea.
It was, yes.
Yeah, okay, fine. So that's on the Upper East Side, and we interviewed Mr. Jack Black. And we got there, and there were lots of stars from King Kong, which nobody else would have recognised apart from me and Alan and Rachel and Reese, because we're one of the few people in the world who have actually seen the movie King Kong. And we got our own boardroom for some bizarre reason.
A fantastic room.
Yeah. With a massive boardroom table. We waited for Jack Black for 2 hours.
Was it that
two
long?
2 hours.
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we had fun waiting.
I
have to say.
Excuse me.
Okay.
2 hours. So you will see many pictures of us messing around on a boardroom table on the website. 2 hours we had to film. So when we say the board welcome you, that's because all the other everybody else on the show is sitting around this boardroom table. Anyway, do you want to hear the interview?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Jack Black.
Thank you.
The board appreciates you being here.
Yeah. Thank you to the board, and thank you to you, Chris.
Are you all right?
I'm feeling a little bit frazzled, and also I'm a little bit on edge.
Why?
Well, I just found out that I have an arch enemy, a new arch enemy I didn't know I had. But apparently Howard Stern, do you get him over in
He doesn't broadcast the UK, but
okay,
we know he is.
He's talking crap about me on the air this morning, and I have to fight back in some way.
What's she said?
I don't know, but my stomach is in a bundle. I've got butterflies of battle raging in my blood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you have a big monkey on your side.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He's got no 20-foot gorilla.
That's not exactly right. So, my money might be on you. Or the gorilla, mainly. So you've been doing interviews all day?
Yeah.
What's the most boring question that's been asked?
Oh, God. I don't know. When they come boring, I just I deflect them like an Aikido master.
Really?
I let them use their own weight to be flipped and taken to the mat.
Do you do the arm movements as well?
I don't know what that is you're doing over there, but
it's
not look like any kind of martial art I've ever seen. It looks more like Vogue. Come on, Vogue.
We saw the movie last night, and it's very long, but there's some great fights in it.
I was waiting for something good to come out of your mouth.
Well,
don't make me wait 3 sentences next time.
I'm sorry.
I've not seen the film yet.
Really?
No.
You're very good in it.
Thank God.
I think you'll be very pleased with your
performance. That's the main thing.
So you haven't even seen it yet?
No. I've seen little chunks of it.
Right.
When I go into and do my ADR, do you know what that is?
Not a clue.
Looping. It's when you go in and fix a line. If you stuttered on a line, you'll go in and redo the vocal.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you get to see little chunks of the movie at that point.
When you do that, so that's when you go back into the vocal booth and you have to go, "Oh my God!" No, that's too short. "Oh my God!" That's a little bit too lippy. Is it like that?
Exactly.
I could do that.
It's to the lips. It's all about matching the lips and the intensity.
Right. Now, obviously, with something like King Kong, we were arguing earlier, because we argue about bizarre things, about whether or not the Kong has a possibility to have a spin-off, or a Kong 2. Alan, without giving too much away, I said, well, there can't possibly be a Kong 2, and Alan, who works on the show, is going, but how do you know that for sure?
It's true. You don't know for sure. I doubt that Pete would do it. Did you see, we had like an April Fool's joke on the website, the King Kong is King website.
Right.
Where Peter announced to the world that he was already in production on the sequel, Son of Kong.
Okay.
Where, King Kong and Carl Denham joined forces, or Son of Kong and Carl Denham joined forces to take on the Nazis in World War II.
Brilliant.
And people really believed it.
I like
that. It was so good.
I'd buy that.
I'd do the movie.
I'd pay to go and see it.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's play a record, and then we'll be back with more of Mr. Jack Black.
Yes.
Here on Radio 1. All right, so we're back with Mr. Jack Black, who is sitting opposite me. And I think there are many similarities between us in looks.
I was just going to say the same thing, but I didn't say it.
Yeah. I don't mind you saying that.
I'm glad you said it.
No, I don't.
Because it was sitting here like a 200-pound gorilla in the room. No one was talking about it, but we are doppelgangers.
I think so.
If you grow out your stash, we'll be identical, because I've got a kick-ass Mexican mustache right now.
I can't do it. I've tried to do it before when I've shaved, and I've just left the little mustache thing, and I looked like some wing commander from some British war movie.
All right.
It just doesn't... I look a bit chocks away, but it just doesn't suit me.
But we could play brothers.
I like that.
I think part of it, we both have a little bit of space between the two front teeth.
Yeah, mine's bigger than yours.
Right. How dare you.
Can you whistle through your gap in your front teeth?
I can whistle through my tongue, though, if I turn my tongue in like the shape of boobs. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see. I don't know how you do that. Now I like it.
Sorry, it's too loud.
Our friend Longman runs a sandwich shop in Leeds, in England. And he is jumping in on all our interviews this week and asking questions.
Okay.
Hello, this is Longman from the world-famous Longman Sandwiches, Wood Lane, Rockwell, Leeds, England. Can you tell me, Jack Black, what's your favourite sandwich?
I'm going to go tuna melt.
Really?
Classic tuna melt on rye.
On rye?
Yeah.
Okay. Longman will be very pleased by that. He will now write that up on the week of the release of the movie.
That's going to be the Jack Black sandwich?
Yeah, the Jack Black special.
All right.
Yeah.
Will that last for a while? Can I come in and get it one?
It lasts for a week. I mean, you'd probably be too busy doing movie promotion, I would imagine.
I want to go to London. We got a premiere there.
It's not London. It's about 200 miles north of London. Huh. It's in Rothwell.
All right, well, I'll send you, and you pretend to be me.
I'll grow a Mexican moustache.
Yeah.
And I'll walk in. He'll never know. He won't know what
I'm just go in there and say, I'll have the me sandwich. I also am kind of fond of peanut butter and jelly. Can I have two sandwiches?
No, nah, don't push it.
Sorry.
I'm not, you know, let's be real now.
Yeah.
One movie, one sandwich. Now, for the Tenacious D movie,
yeah.
See what I've done there? I've segued.
You're a pro.
Then you get a new sandwich.
Yeah.
Is that gonna happen? Is that gonna be out?
We finished principal photography.
Right.
And yeah, it's my proudest moment. It's our crowning achievement. It's our masterpiece. Have I said enough awesome things about myself now?
Yeah. Well, no, you're talking about the movie though. That's okay.
Yeah.
We interviewed P. Diddy the other day. He talks about himself a lot more than you do. So don't.
Does
worry.
He talk himself about himself? In yeah. Third person.
No, it's not in the third person, but you ask him where to eat in New York, he'll recommend his restaurant. If you want to go shopping in New York, he'll recommend his store. It's those
He's
kind of things.
He's like Don King. Well, everything's him. Money, money, money.
Yeah. Are you coming to the UK soon, Jack?
Yeah, I think I'm coming in like 5 days.
Do you want to hang out?
Yeah. Do you live near London?
I live in London.
Oh, okay.
I'm from where my friend has a sandwich shop, and now I live in London.
Yeah. Right. Have you seen King Kong?
I saw it last night.
Oh, that's right.
But you haven't.
There's going to be a premiere there, too.
But you haven't seen it.
I've not seen it.
Do you want me to get you tickets?
Could you?
I could do that. How many would you like? I couldn't get any more than two.
I just, could you get me a backstage pass? I really want to meet that, I can't think of anybody.
Rachel has a question, which I'd like to end the interview with, because she's very embarrassed by it, and I think it would end this surreal interview perfectly.
All right. I see her shaking her head no, please don't ask it.
She said, she made a jokey comment earlier, and I went, I'm going to ask him.
Uh-oh.
She said, don't. That would really embarrass me. So
lay it on me.
Do you ever get confused with Jack White from the White Stripes?
Yeah!
No one has ever confused me for Jack White, but I saw this amazing t-shirt where it was my face and his face, and my body was RoboCop, and Jack White's body was Edward Scissorhands, and it was Jack Black versus Jack White, and I was really stoked because I knew that RoboCop would kick Edward Scissorhands'
yeah,
ass.
Of course he would.
Does that answer your question?
It's a wonderful answer. Thank you. I'm so stupid now.
Jack, good luck with the movie.
Thank you.
And if you do want to hang out in London, you know where I am. Well, you don't, but I'll be in London.
Okay. I'll look around for you. If I see you.
Yeah.
Then I will say hi. We will high five and perhaps hang out.
That's what I'll do. Is I'll find out where you're staying. And I'll just sit outside the front of the hotel in a sleeping bag.
Good. Then there's a good chance I'll see you. Because I'm not going to be looking for you. But if we do, by chance, meet,
right,
it'll be nothing but good vibes.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll go to the hotel and I will kill somebody in the kitchen. And when you order room service, I'll wear their uniform out to kill a fat man. And then room service, and I'll walk in and go, you order room service? And then you'll go, Chris! And I'll go, ha-ha! Tis I! Let's go to the pub.
All right. I'm just glad it doesn't end with you stabbing me in the heart.
No.
Okay.
I've already killed one guy in the kitchen. I'm not a psychopath. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Chris.
It was probably the most surreal interview of the week. We were extremely, extremely, extremely tired and delirious.
As was he.
As was he. Hence, that's the outcome of that interview.
You met in a strange world, didn't you?
Yeah. But I'm sure Dominic and Carrie will be rolling around on the studio floor laughing at the surreal interview.
I just like the image of you killing someone in the kitchen. Mm. I mean, it's nice.
Well, you know, that was... I wouldn't really kill anybody.
No, no.
Unless I had to.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Easton's a very cool guy.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm a peaceful man.
Mm.
But don't mess with Moyles.
Can we tell him how you met Jack Black? Can we say that story?
I don't know if you should.
Yeah, go
I
on
can't
now.
Believe you did that.
It doesn't make any sense, though, really, the day after.
Okay, you've got a couple of guesses, Dominic and Karen, before
okay.
we do the news.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was my... What? Yeah, well, how did I present myself? Yeah, Jack walks into the room.
Yeah.
So, Alan goes, hi, I'm Alan. This is Rachel, the producer. Blah, 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 blah. Hoop Dog. This is Dave. And this is our presenter, Chris Moyles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would have said, you'd said something like, hello, Jack, good to meet you.
No.
Before that, though, where did I appear from?
The toilet?
Where was he in the room?
Not
exactly.
A toilet, I was in the room.
Well, if it's anything like you are in this studio, you were under the table.
No.
No.
Nearly.
You're kind of on the right line, though.
You were on the table.
No.
No.
I was hidden. And then I emerged.
From we a tried cupboard.
Hide. Did you come out of the cupboard?
Yes.
Bingo.
I burst out of a cupboard, which I've been crouched in for 5 minutes. In a ridiculous... Because we were so deliriously tired, I thought this would be hilarious.
Yeah.
And his response was... Oh, hi, how are you?
He had no idea.
Not exactly the response.
And the man from the film company looked bemused.
Yeah.
They always look bemused anyway, don't they? Yeah.
Oh, he looked particularly bemused.
Did this way, I don't think we'll be meeting up when he comes to London.
Did he do the wind-up thing with his hands that says, you know, you've got 30 seconds to go?
We got none of that.
Oh, that's good.
He was too much involved in the surreal world of Chris Moyles meets Jack Black. the movie, by the way, King Kong, is out December 14th.
December the 14th.
So there you go. So, book your ticket today. Thank you.
The Chris Moyles Show, live from New York City, International Radio 1.
Right, coming up then, what do you fancy? Sugar Babes, Kasabian, how about that?
Nice.
Plus, Alad has his last guide to NYC, that's New York City, it's short. We'll play that after we get some news from Dominic. It's 8:33.
The special one-road travel this morning from New York City, or NYC, and here it is. On Harlem River Drive, the ramp to the GWB is closed. There's a local detour, so the advice is stay with the west side. Brilliant.
Beep, beep, one-road travel, Dominic Byrne.
8:37 now.
You don't need to read it fast just because it's New York information.
You do. I think that's almost the law. We were listening to local New York radio this morning, and they read it so quick you can't understand a word they're saying. It's brilliant.
Well, you can still do New York information with a British flavour.
Yeah, but I don't even know what it means, though, do you? What's the ramp to the GWB?
Ramp.
Yeah.
It's the ramp up to the GWB.
Right.
That's closed.
Right.
So you've got to follow the diversions.
Yes.
To get onto the GWB.
What is that?
Because you can't use the ramp.
Okay.
Great West Boulevard. I don't know.
Right. Do you want to have a listen to how they do it in America? Because I found a clip of him reading this. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, brilliant.
Harlem River Drive ramp to the GWB Bridge. There's still some leftover traffic. That ramp is closed. So stay with the west side.
What?
Right. So the GW Bridge. We've got the bridge bit.
Yeah, it's a bridge. I think it's the George Washington Bridge.
Right, the George Washington Bridge, that's what we said.
Okay, the ramp to that is closed.
Yeah.
So stay with West Side.
Stay on the West Side?
Yeah, of what?
Of the New York? River? New York. I don't know.
Maybe he's just saying West Side.
That's like what I think you might be saying, yeah.
So play it again, can we hear it again?
The Harlem River Drive ramp to the GW Bridge, there's still some leftover traffic. That ramp is closed, so stay with the West Side.
So stay with it.
Yeah,
West Side.
Yeah, stay with the West Side.
All right, so why don't you do that again, and end it with, so stay with it, West Side.
Okay.
And then do your boy.
Okay. It's a very special one-road travel from... Do you want me to do it fast or just normal?
No, stop. Don't do any of that. Just do straight into the information.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Beep, beep, one-road travel.
On Harlem River Drive, the ramp to the GWB is closed. There's a local detour, so the advice is stay with the thingy. West Side.
Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne.
No. I think you actually do it better. You do it better with your American accent and, okay. and sped up, actually. Okay. And then, you know, just go, the bridge, diversions, whatever. Stay with it. West Side. That's
okay.
what you do.
Okay.
All right, I figure. Cool. Give me one more
trouble, Dominic. On Holland River Drive, the round to the GWB is closed. At a local detour, the advice is stay with it. West Side.
Why?
8:49.
Now you're cooking. Now you're cooking. Thank you, guys. 8:40 a.m. That's in the morning, right here at Radio 1. Dogs, burgers, pizza, too. New York has lots of food. But Chris can't get pork scratching, so he's in a funny mood. Think he's missing home and his lovely girlfriend Sophie. To cheer him up, we'll take him out for a great big cup of coffee. Ryan, Sophie, Kofi. The Chris Moyle Show. Live from New York City, International Radio. What's like the end piece?
My package.
Hey, right. Your package is like the end piece.
My guides.
What
like,
end piece?
Like brings it to the end.
What?
We were talking off the air and then I hit the microphone button and the last thing I heard before I put my headphones on was something to do with Alan's end piece and his package. What he means by that is something at the end of the show that's very special. Is that
no,
what
actually, it's my Alan's guide.
Oh,
it's
right.
going to be like at the end piece of the week. So right. it's like wrapping it all up.
Mm.
When do you want to do that?
Next.
Really?
Don't have to.
Next as in now?
Now, if you want.
No, I don't have the CD in, but I can put it in very quickly.
I can fill for you. I can sing if you want.
What would you like to sing?
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. There you go.
What disc is it on, Alan?
It's on the package disc.
Right.
Track number two.
Track number two. All right. It's very exciting. I don't have it.
You do your tick tock singing again.
Tick tock, tick. See, that could be two songs now. Gwen Stefani and Madonna.
Oh, no, I have Friday disc. He said that's on the package disc. And I have Friday disc.
Sorry.
And what track will it be?
Two.
Okay, brilliant. Good, you're good at this.
Quite exciting. I did it.
I'm sure you... What, for the first time? Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. The Chris Moyle Show, live from New York City, International Radio 1. Good morning! Alan has been doing these very informative packages all about New York lifestyle, culture, all that. One of the big bosses here at the radio company we're doing the show from, Sirius in New York,
yeah.
Met Alan tonight for the first time before the show, didn't he?
He did, yes.
And was very excited this morning.
Rather.
And was very excited. And what was his comment to you?
You look exactly like you sound.
And then... He commented on your packages and your view of sports.
He loved them.
Yeah, the fact that one thing you know about sport in America is they wear tight uniforms.
Yes. Yeah. Although that's the first time someone's actually said to me, I look like I sound.
Yeah.
They all normally think I'm blonde.
A lot of people think you're going to be white.
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah, there's that, obviously.
Apparently you sound very white.
Yeah, I don't know
how. You
sound
like a white man on the air.
Well, I'm blonde.
What?
I'm blonde.
I'm blonde, yeah. And you're not.
No.
You know. What? I mean, he's got you to be. For those of you who haven't seen Alan, he's got a look of Andy of X Factor, I think.
I always thought I should be on Children's BBC. I got that look.
I don't know what that's supposed to be. I used to like that look.
I don't know what that means.
But it wore off. Anyway, so your final report about New York City is
Aled's guide to New York nightlife.
I can hardly wait. Now, will there be anything of interest for maybe the likes of Dave or myself?
Yeah, all of us.
Really?
I'll show you tonight.
Okay.
Shows what exactly?
My nightlife.
Oh, I'm busy. Dave and I have got the Domino's game, so...
Hello there, and welcome to the fifth and final day of Aled's Guide to New York. With me, Aled, here in New York. This is one hell of a town, let me tell you, with so many great things to do, and I have had a ball. I've been shopping, I've seen the sights, I've been hanging tough with the homie boys, and even been to watch some sports. But the one thing I haven't really done yet is any nightlife. They say that this is the city that's never asleep. Well, wake up, New York, because Aled's in town.
There are so many bars in New York that it's difficult to know where to start. But fortunately for me, my friend Linus here has given some top recommendations to try out.
Hello.
So let's get stuck in. This place is called Jim. No, not like Jim McDonald off Corrie. It's called Jim. The sort of place you go to pump out and work some iron. And hey, it looks like some of these fellas have been working out. Blimey. You don't get many of those for the pound. I'll have a woo-woo, please, barman. Now we're in another place called Splash, which looks like a lot of fun as well. I wish I'd bought my trunks. I could have gone for a dip. But hey, do you know, I'd best call it a night, as I've got to be up early tomorrow morning to catch my flight. What an evening that was, and what a great way to end a truly fabulous week here in the Big Apple. It really has got something for everybody, as you saw there tonight. So, if you get a chance, get yourself over here. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. New York is big fun in the Big Apple, and I've had so much of it that I'm pooped. So, if you excuse me, taxi!
More your show, wow. Live from New York City, International Radio 1.
Sounds like you were dancing the night away all night long.
It was good. I'll take you tonight.
That's why you were hobbling when you came into the hotel in the early hours.
Too much dancing.
Right, okay.
You were walking funny.
When you said to me, I can hardly walk.
My feet were aching.
I bet they were. Splash.
It's good.
And Jim.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think the music is for me.
Okay.
Right.
I hate Kylie Minogue.
Right. 8:52. I'm going to play the record for Rachel. She's loving it. That's Traveling Wilburys and The End of the Line on Radio 1. Right. David Gray Hospital Freedom.
Does sound like the Wilburys,
well,
though, doesn't it?
Right. However that song goes, I have no idea, Dave. I've never heard of Travelers, whatever they're called. Right. Genius Link, how do you get to today's from yesterday's to brilliant last night from the Strokes?
Last night was called Thursday, which is the day named after Thor, the god of thunder. Thunder is normally accompanied by lightning. Lightning never strikes in the same place twice. Twice is how much more 48 is than 24. 24 is the amount of hours in a day, and also the name of a drama series starring Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland starred in The Lost Boys alongside Kevin Bacon. Bacon is normally served with eggs. Eggs come from chickens. Chickens have feathers and beaks. Beaks rhymes with leeks, which are what plumbers fix. Fix You was the title of a recent track from Coldplay. Coldplay in the early days played gigs at a North London venue called the Shepherd's Pub, which has now changed its name to the Boogaloo and is somewhere frequented by Shane McGowan from the Pogues. And when you think of Shane McGowan and the Pogues and the city in which we currently find ourselves at this special time of year, think of the finest ever made, bar none. I am, of course, talking about the Pogues and the late, great Kirsty MacColl and the beautiful fairy tale of New York.
My belly just switched the microphone button off.
Brilliant.
Right. Right, we've been waiting for this because it's a great record. We knew it must have been played somewhere. Here it is, this morning, nice and loud. Here we go. What a great, great song.
Not just the best ever Christmas record, but one of my favourite records of all time.
Many, many, many texts coming in.
Mm.
Sadly, not saying what a great song, but highlighting the problems in today's Tedious Link, which was, Dave, seamless?
Not quite. There is a train of thought that perhaps Kevin Bacon wasn't in Flatliners. No.
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys. He was in Flatliners. He wasn't in the Lost Boys.
So definitely in Flatliners.
Yeah.
Not in the boy. Not in the Lost Boys.
As perhaps stated incorrectly by me.
Yeah. Many, 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 many text messages saying that you messed up.
For that, I apologise.
All right, never mind.
Other than that,
great record. Will forgive you.
Top.
Fairy Tale of New York. Shane McGowan and the Pogues. Kirsty MacColl. Good morning to the world. It's 9:05 in the UK and 9:05 another time everywhere else. Because that's how it works, you see.
Not always. You get half-hour changes as well.
Really?
Mm.
Do you?
You do, yeah.
Where? Certain parts of the world, yeah, they go forward by half an hour.
I might be stupid by not knowing that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's half time of the show. It's the bit where Dave will now say,
let's get ready to rumble.
I will punch you out. Finish.
Wow, that echoes weird.
That's not right, is it?
Hello.
Yeah, that's not me.
No, stop. Collaborate and listen. Yeah. Ice is back with my brain. Sorry, then. Can we do it one more time?
If you want to. Why?
It's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave will say,
let's get ready to rumble.
So great, great tedious link, just rubbish actual link.
There's one inaccuracy from a whole stream of
facts. Hey, Dave,
facts.
Dave, look at me. I'm talking to you. This is Cousin Breezy. Dave, that tedious link was absolute rubbish. Or as we say in New York, that was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
I was wondering when he was going to come back.
Cousin Breezy, that's why we had to do Ramble
again.
Have
you met him yet?
No, and I'm not going to meet him now, although he is in New York and said he'd love to meet up. He's also very keen on coming on the show.
Is he? I bet he is.
Joe met him.
Technical Joe?
Spanish Joe, yeah. And he said he's a very lovely man.
Is he?
Yeah.
And an apparent legend.
He compared him to David Kidd Jensen. So, if you're listening, Dave, your good friend Joe Graham is comparing Cousin Brucey to you. But isn't Kidd Jensen Canadian?
What I actually
said was... Anyway, so there you go. Mm. It's 8 minutes past nine.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, look at me. I'm talking to you. This is Cousin Breezy. Dave.
You love him. Go on, admit it.
Never hey, Cousin Dave.
He's not my cousin.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
No relation.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
We're not related.
Hey, Cousin Dave.
Just enough.
Right. I don't want it to get annoying.
No.
That's the way I look at it.
Hey, hi, my British cousins. This is Cousin Breezy, the boy from New York City. I'm here on the Chris Boyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, check it out.
I'm not surprised he wants to come on the show. He sounds like a master of self-publicity as well.
He listens to the show when he's in the UK.
Hi, everybody. This is your Cousin Breezy. And whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to the Chris Boyle Show right here on BBC Radio 1.
That's right.
You should listen to us in America as well.
Well, we got one which says Sirius, but it's not in the system.
Okay.
He just listens to the show every morning.
Does he really?
No, not really. But
they all say that here, don't they? Have you noticed that?
Well, they do. What, in the building?
Yeah, they all say that they love listening to the show.
So you don't believe them?
Do they, heck?
You don't believe them?
No.
Really?
They're listening now.
So you're saying that the people who said to you they listen to the show...
Some do.
If you said to us that you listen to the show and you work in the Sirius building and you're listening to this right now, why not ring Dave at the hotel that he's staying in and wake him up to tell him that you're offended that he doesn't believe you? Who will have the number? Steve will have the number, or Greg will have the number. Why not call up Dave and tell him what you think? Something like that?
I love it.
Yeah.
Hello?
It'd be great then if somebody from Sirius goes, I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien.
I've already had one sting ring in my hotel room this week. Actually, that sounded wrong.
Yeah. I don't really want to know about that kind of thing.
Hello?
Clunk.
Actually, that fella, that Kid Creole that you were talking to the other
not
day.
Not Kid Creole.
When you're in his office.
He is called Kid Kelly.
And he was, he did a really, really
He's one of the bosses here.
He did a really unconvincing, I listened to the show.
No.
He did, didn't he? He goes, yeah, sure, I listen to you guys all the time.
It was slightly unconvincing.
It was very unconvincing.
Yeah. Well, there are many people in the building who do listen to the show. Well, let's just run through some of the... let's look at some of the radio stations that Sirius has on the air, okay?
Radio Korea.
Hispanic Talk, mm-hmm. Right? Now, if you don't speak Hispanic, that ain't the station for you.
BBC Mundo.
If you don't speak Mundo,
yeah.
That ain't the station
You're
for you
struggling.
Either.
Star
73.
Star
73? Spa.
Spa?
Mm.
Yeah.
What, like the supermarket in the UK?
No, like the water.
Today, lemonade has got one penny off. That's lemonade bottles, a 2-litre bottle of lemonade.
What is on Spa 73?
Lots of people in the spa.
Radio Korea. Mm. That's also on Sirius. Sirius Trucker.
Love now. Hell. And if you're into haulage, that is a station for you.
Yeah.
Shady
45 is the hip-hop station, yeah.
Broadway Best.
Howard Stern is coming to Sirius in January. As a teaser, they have dedicated two channels to Howard, which is 24-hour Howard Stern News. Now, I thought that was ridiculous until I heard the advert for it, and I've got to say I was sold.
Howard 100 News, bringing in-depth and complete coverage of all things Howard Stern.
I'm Erica Phillips.
I'm Steve Langford.
I'm Lance Rodden.
And I'm George Flowers. When you want an exclusive backstage pass to the universe that is Howard Stern, turn to Howard 100 News. Howard 100 News. No more...
No more something.
I don't understand why that something is in that.
Because that's the gag. It's no more BS, as they would say.
Oh, right.
But on Sirius, they can say it.
Right.
But we can't say it on Radio 1.
Radio 1, no.
No. Because Benjamin upstairs would get very upset if we say the S word.
And a couple of listeners, to be honest.
No, I don't think they'll care. I don't think they'd mind. Because they often text in saying that the show is the S word anyway, so... I don't think they're really going to be that bothered, to be honest with you. My cue, Rach. Sorry.
Already, then.
I know, I'm trying to find it.
Do we have to fill until it comes round again?
No, it's... Oh, right, okay. I'll just dive in with it. Right, still to come. Nothing. That's it.
News.
Dom's going to be telling us what he's doing later today.
You're very quiet.
I know, I am quiet, aren't I?
Yeah, let's keep talking.
Dom is going to be telling us what he's doing later today.
That's great. Yeah, Dominic's doing something very special. By the way, that word that we weren't allowed to say on the radio, if you don't mind us saying that word after 9 o'clock in the morning, why not text that word to us? 81199 and start your message with the word bullshit. 81199, if you don't mind the BS word, will you make a note of how many text messages we got?
Yeah.
And then I want to see how many people texted the word bullshit to the show. And then if we get a certain amount, can we say it, Reese, as executive producer of the show? Because this is the listeners telling us what they want, and you can't deny them, because they pay our wages.
5,000?
If it wasn't for the listeners, we'd be nothing.
If we get 25,000 texts, I'll think about it.
That's ridiculous. You've got to, 5,000?
10,000.
10,000, right. Okay, we're making British radio what it is. By the way, bear in mind, this on one radio channel that we're on, they say it every 30 seconds, and then on this channel, whereas if we get 10,000 people texting with the word BS, the proper word, then Reese will consider us saying it.
It's like Your Call, but for words.
Yeah, I'm going to say, that's an absolute bunch of bullshit. Rachel!
The lines are not open for car park catchphrase, so don't call 08700 100 100. You don't need to be in a car. Know your catchphrases or be in a car park today because we're not playing it. For fans of car park catchphrase, normal service will resume on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mariah Carey, and don't forget about us. We'll play that for Katie, who's Rachel's cousin, who's listening to the show this morning. She knows all the words to this song because she's a big Mariah Carey freak.
And she was dancing to it.
How do you know that?
Because I could see her.
Really?
Mm.
In your mind?
Oh, she was dancing behind us.
Right. Well, there you go, for husbands listening. That's interesting, isn't it? She leaves you for 2 minutes. She's dancing, she's dirty dancing with Comedy Dave. It's
probably better that than the other way around.
Grind your body next to mine, Dave.
I'm all right, Tal.
No, I'm not saying that. Right. I'm just...
We should Reece, say...
We're not going to talk to her. Don't call her on mic. If she wants to come on mic, she'll come on mic. If she wants to talk on the radio...
If you invite her, she will come.
Oh, I'm just... I'm quite happy just saying hello. Right, so we asked people to text in because Reese, our executive producer, needs 10,000 text messages before we can say the word both on the air.
Before we can play the trail.
Well, yeah, it's not just to say
it's
it.
It's not to say it, that'd be childish.
And I said, if you want us to say the word, then text it in to 81199 just to prove that our audience are an intelligent adult audience. And so far... Just over 5,000 text messages, which Reese is looking very smug about.
I'm not, because I know we're going to get 10,000 by the end of the show.
So, I've changed my mind. I now want you to text in... I've got...
No.
I'm going to write...
No.
I'm going to write down what I want people to text in.
The other right. the other great spin-off to this whole thing is the fact that, you know, we share almost the same text number as GMTV.
Yeah.
Well, they will now be... Due to bad typing errors, they'll now be receiving thousands of.
They probably receive those text messages like that every day
with one word.
So, just to prove a point with Reese and to show that you are an adult audience, you know, who are very mature, I'd like to text a swear word to me to 81199 to prove your maturity and how adult you are. I think this is very interesting, though, don't you find, Alan? You
know? I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
What our audience want to hear.
Yeah. Will you also accept Reese as a slaphead if people want to text that in? You will. Okay. So either BS or Reese as a slaphead. And that's R. Reese spells his name R H Y S. Doesn't spell it like all the other Reese's in the world.
It's the Welsh version.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Mm.
Of course, because Reese, of course, being born in Selby in Yorkshire.
Welsh father.
Really?
A Reese Hughes is very
I rare. Never bloody knew that, in it? So he's one of Alan's lot, is he? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Charles, do you would have had grown up there? That
actually, that's
weird
another,
relationship
another,
household.
Another story we were going through last night.
What?
You know, the Reese story.
Shut up, guys.
What, the old Reese story? Yeah, oh, not that one again. Do you know, it's coming to the point where... we're going to have to talk about that story on the air, Reese. The more involved you get with the show, the more the listeners will need to know this story. It was a long time ago, and you were at a time of your life when, how can I put it?
You were at a crossroads.
You were being experimental. It was a time of free love. Wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah.
But he told the story last night at the dinner table.
No, and, no he didn't. And, tell
it. Oh, hang on. And Rachel's cousin Katie, who just met Reese, her face was aghast, wasn't
she?
She
spat her
steak
out.
So much so that she decided not to have pudding.
Should we play a record?
Well, for you, I think we should play this.
Here NYC's gay men's chorus. La 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 la. Christmas is the DJ for us. La 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 la. Rachel, Dave, and Chris and Alan. BBC's program that makes us proud. Take your Christmas merry, merry. Tune into Chris M on Radio 1.
There you go, beautiful. I love that. That is New York City's Gay Male Chorus, who did those jingles for us the other day. So thank you very much to them, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, as they say over here. I don't know. 7,800 text messages, Reese. It's getting nearer and nearer. Text us, BS to 81199, or Reese is a slaphead. He will also accept that. I would like as many text messages as we can saying Reese is a slaphead, because I just find that amusing that somebody will go to the effort... R-H-Y-S is a slap head. 81199 send. I feel as though I'm taking part in the show. Anyway, there you go. What do you want, a bit of Hard Fire before the news?
Yes, please.
Right. Hard Fire Radio 1.
Nice. What are we looking at now, text message-wise, Allard?
Right now, hang on, I've got to work this out. This is very impressive.
Okay.
Can you give me a second?
Yeah, I'll give you a second. You just taking the shoes and socks off. One, two,
here we go.
Carry the three.
The answer. 11,625.
Oh! Thank you, Dominic, for that pathetic round of applause.
Sorry. It's rubbish on your own, isn't it?
Did you text in, Dominic?
I didn't, but I will, if you need 12,000.
Well, no, it's done. The deal was 10.
We can take a few of those texts off.
How many of them genuinely said Reese is a slaphead?
Most of them. There's a couple in there that's not saying exactly what we asked.
Well, there was one about you, wasn't there?
There was one about me, which I don't know where that came from.
No.
Another one, Reese is probably overpaid. Don't know where that came from.
Reese, do you reckon you're overpaid?
God, no.
Oh, dear. Okay, one more time for Reese, then. The Gay Male Chorus.
We're NYC's Gay Men's Chorus. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Christmas is the DJ for us. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Rachel, Dave and Chris and Alan. BBC's program that makes us proud. Make a Christmas merry, merry. Tune into Mozzie. Fa-la-la-la.
I love the way they shoehorn in
Moyle D into one syllable. Choo choo Moyle D! La 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 la!
God love them. Right, the last half hour live from New York continues in a second. Let's get some news from Dominic and sport from Kerry. It's just gone 9:32.
It looks like England's only option is to try and force a draw against Pakistan. Barring a miracle, the series is gone. The home side declared on 636 for 8, and England have lost two early wickets.
Axar to the England captain, Michael Vaughan, and it's a full pitch.
Oh, it's out! Gordon Ball!
It is Gordon Ball. Slower ball. Me. It was a slower ball once again. We've seen that so many times in this series. I thought for a moment he'd have been bowled, but he was actually caught and bowled by Shoaib Axar. The England captain is out.
Marcus Trescothick and Vaughan, the men to go. England are now... Oh, I'll have a quick look at the TV screen, but they're on advert. Sorry about that. They're 61 for 2. They're having a drinks break at the moment. All eyes on the Southampton training ground today.
It's been a special one-road travel all morning from New York City. It's the last one from New York City. It's very moving and emotional. On Harlem River Drive, the ramp to the GWB, which we now know is the George Washington Bridge, is closed. There is a local detour, so the advice is stay with the west side. It's just gone 9:35.
Stay with the west side.
That's what it says. Stay with the west side.
You're embarrassing.
Why? I'm trying to deliver local information.
Such an embarrassment.
Stay with the west side.
Hey, very well done, by the way, Carrie. There. Apparently, Mr. Shannon's been on the phone saying he's going to put you up for a sport reader award.
Brilliant. I know, I forgot to have a look before, and I was reading away, and then I looked behind and then gone to an ad break, so I couldn't see what the score was.
I know, I've often meant to have a look myself while I've been reading, and then have a look behind and realised it's all too late.
I tell you what's really funny, though. They have these drinks breaks out there, and it makes Dom and I laugh every single time, because there's basically this can of drink that comes onto the pitch with little feet underneath it, running on. It's hilarious. Really funny. But you have to see it.
I think
to
he's got
it.
His own show here on Sirius, that guy.
Can Man, he's called.
Yeah, Can Man. He's got his own studio, isn't he?
He's on Radio Career.
And there's loads of pictures of him throughout his career with, you know, him and James Brown and the Bee Gees and all that. All big stars and... music and television.
It's that time of the show again, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
That random
he cameoed on Different Strokes as well, which is him and what you're talking about, Willis.
Gary Coleman.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're back on Monday then, Dominic and Carrie.
I know, it was going to be lovely to see you. We missed you.
Yeah, missed you.
Are you...
What was that?
Sorry.
Alan's just opening his wallet.
It's not me.
Sorry.
That's bad, isn't it?
Mm. We're just opening the book marked New Material.
Will you feel sad to leave New York, do you think?
Yeah, I don't want to go, I want to stay. I really do. I'm liking it here. Alan and I were just saying, actually, we want to stay for another week, and we want to stay for another week.
Prefer not to do work here, though.
I'm quite happy doing the show. I love doing the show here. I wouldn't just want to be here bumming around. You know what I mean? I need to work. I didn't mean that. But you know what I mean? I need to be working out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do for the rest of the weekend, Kerry?
I'm going to the football tomorrow to do a football match. Well, I'm going to Southampton, where it's all going off.
Oh, really? That's a decent game.
Yeah.
Who've they got?
Burnley.
Interesting one. And Dominic, what are you doing?
I will be watching, I won't be going, but I'll be listening to it probably, Liverpool beating Wigan with Peter Crouch scoring his first goal.
Oh, we got double quits on this game,
yeah.
Haven't we?
Yeah, double quits.
Yeah.
I think he'll score first.
Okay, well, it's £10 so far, double quits. Mm-hmm. Will be nothing or £20. There you go. And that's all you do at the weekend?
And I'm going to my parents-in-law as well.
Oh.
Are you?
To Nick's parents, yeah, with my two children.
That's great. Are you doing anything else, Dominic?
Anything interesting?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, going there and there would be nice. Oh, yes, sorry. Blimey. Yes, today I'm interviewing another very, very famous Hollywood actress.
Brilliant.
Wow.
What an idiot. I completely forgot. Alid, you're going to be so jealous because the person I'm interviewing is Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's not fair. Yeah. I normally come with you to these things.
I don't know.
Who was in Bagpuss, apparently.
What is that noise?
The film's called The Family Stone, which I saw a couple of days ago, and it's brilliant. And I cried a little bit in it as well.
Oh, is it my kind of movie?
I think it is. It's your kind of movie.
Honestly, did you really cried?
Well, do you know, when you're going up at ridiculous o'clock, and then you go to a screening at sort of lunchtime.
Don't make excuses. Don't be ashamed of yourself. Did you or did you not cry at the movie?
I did, yeah.
You big puff.
What's
wrong? I was sat behind Jamie Thigston.
When you go,
that's not why I cried. But
when you go to film screenings, when you get up at stupid o'clock, you fall asleep. You don't cry.
Yeah. Well, you fall asleep. I cry.
I usually cry at them.
Mm. And then you come out all bleary-eyed and emotional into the daylight.
I nearly cried at King Kong.
Did you
take her a Cosmo?
What?
That's what they drink in the program.
Why don't you two maybe talk about this off the air?
Yeah. Anyway, I could do some questions for Sarah Jessica Parker if anyone's got any ideas.
Okay, if anybody would like to text a question to Sarah Jessica Parker for Dominic to ask, please send us a text starting with the letters SJP.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Yep.
And then your question and your name and where you're from. 81199. So SJP at the top, so it goes into the special folder.
Yep.
Your question followed by your name and where you're from. 81199, Dominic, when we hear that? Monday?
Monday or Tuesday, I think.
Tuesday?
Possibly.
Wednesday?
Who knows? Sometime
next
soon.
Week, definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
Be next week.
Okay, have fun on the weekend, you two.
Thank you, you too.
And see you Monday morning back in London.
Woohoo!
Bye. Friday morning in New York. This city's really great. But we're back home on Monday and we really cannot wait. Lack of sleep and too much work, but yes, we still had fun. Chris Moyles misses all the pubs and Alex missed his mum. City, International Radio 1.
Oh, yeah. Sisters at Radio 1. I do like a little bit of the sisters every now and again. Mind you, who doesn't?
Mm.
Right, it's time for the final phrase of the day from the Gabby Cabby. This, of course, is the bit of the show where we play you a phrase that we want you to say all day and you completely ignore it because it's a slightly weak feature. And it's time for the last one of those today. Don't you give me a queenie look, Alan Jones.
That was me agreeing with you. That was my... Yeah, you
really?
Right look, yeah.
I like him.
Well, yeah, that says it all. Okay, so everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Final phrase, please, Gabby Cabby.
And the final phrase for the day, if you want to be a real New Yorker, is schmuck.
Right.
Schmuck.
Okay, schmuck.
He liked that one.
Yeah, he's very fond of that.
Schmuck.
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 Not schmuck.
Schmuck.
Right, schmuck, that's completely different.
Schmuck.
Yeah, schmuck. That's the different word completely. So we have to say goodbye to the Gabby Cabby.
Say goodbye.
And I believe he has a goodbye message.
He does.
All right. I can hardly wait for this.
Well, Chris and the team, this is the Gabby Cabby saying good.
By the way, many people, I just want to say, are saying that he says like Christopher Walken.
He does a little bit.
I think. I don't think he sounds anything like him. He sounds more like Bill Buckley from That's Life. Mm. Isn't that right, Bill?
And yes. Watchdog.
Yeah. Gabby?
Well, Chris and the team, this is the Gabby Cabby saying goodbye to you. And I've really had a wonderful week with you. Thank you for coming to my beautiful city that I love with all my heart. Perhaps when you come back next time, I might invite you to my house. Oh, and by the way, take another look at my website, which is Gabby, GABBY.com. Goodbye.
What's that? GABBY.com. Actually, should we tell the story on the air very quickly?
Yeah.
We did. He was very nice to us and took us around New York and all this, and it was been really good. And we said, are you sure you don't want, you know, any money for this or anything like that? And he's going, no. Not a problem. Just if you can give the website a little mention. Because he does tours. He does, like, private tours in New York. And he will take you out for a few hundred dollars for the day. And he will show you everywhere in New York. Either the tacky tourist stuff or the real New York or a bit of both, whatever you want. So he's got a website, which is Gabby.com. So he said, just throw some people to the website. And I went, listen, you'll get loads of business. He goes, I'm not interested in the business. I'm already booked up. I only do it the weekends. And so, to be honest, I'm all pretty much booked up now. So I'd just be curious, you know, I just like people coming on the website and having a look. So let's shut the thing down. www.gabby.com, G-A-B-B-Y. That's Gabby.com.
I think you might have already done it.
Really?
I've just tried to log on now and it says the page cannot be displayed.
Keep trying all day.
Right, let's play some Charlotte Church while you're trying to log on to that. www.gabby.com.
That's great.
I won't mention it anymore, though. And the phrase, once again,
and
was...
the final phrase for the day, if you want to be a real New Yorker, is schmuck. Schmuck.
Charlotte Church at Radio 1. What are you staring at, Alan? Why are you laughing?
I can't say.
Okay, all right. Is it naughty things?
No, it's not. I was trying to find the Gabby Cabby website.
Oh, don't mention another one.
No. And I couldn't find it. And then I just decided to go onto Hoop Dog's website.
And we've just found it.
Which is interesting.
Who's Hoop Dog? What?
Hoop.
Well, you have your own website.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You have your own website, man.
I don't think he wants to speak about it.
Why, is it disgusting?
No, it's fine.
It's not a specialist.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Interesting.
Hmm.
Well, it can't be that private if you put it on the web for all to see.
But not anymore.
Well, no, it's certainly not private now.
Anyway.
Is it good? Anyway,
we digress.
Okay, all right, very good.
I'm emotional. It's coming to an end.
You are emotional today, aren't you?
Yeah, it's the last one.
So we fly back at the weekend, then we're back in the UK on Monday. And all next week on radio, what are you looking at? You better book them flights.
I have, yeah, it's right, fine. Okay, fine. No.
And then all next week, it's, what are they calling it? Radio 1 Relives?
Radio 1 Relives 2005. It's all the best bits.
That's right.
From Radio 1, from like all the things we've done, all the guests being on the show, top acts. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And Scott launches it this evening.
That's right. It's the first week of December, so we're looking back at the last 49 weeks of the year, or whatever it is, that have made up to that, even though we're only a few days into December.
We're going to relive our highlights. And remember how
from
great
11
we've
months.
Been this year.
11 months of highlights. In 1 week. Well, it is. How can you do a review of the year on, like, the 2nd of December? For God's sake. It's ridiculous. What if we do the best radio we've ever done between now and Christmas? We'll have to wait until next December before people get to hear it again. Like this, for example.
Like this link.
I wouldn't go that far, Franz Ferdinand. I wouldn't go that far. It's a cue for the next song, you see. Right, it's time to say goodbye. Is it even worth playing this song now? We'll play a little bit. All right, Franz Ferdinand, and then we're back with our last link from New York City on Radio 1.
Innocence for pride, crushed the end within my stride. Said I'm strong, now I know that I'm a leader. I love the sound of you walking away, you walking away. And the scar of bleeds up like a tear. Oh,
because we've got to move on, because Joe Wiley's got Mariah Carey in the live lounge this morning at 10 o'clock. I'd like to thank everybody for sorting out the New York trip. Colin Burgess, Tash, and Dom and Carrie, and Mikey, and Ant, and Polly, and the Gabby Cabby, and Steve Leeds, and Greg Steele, and Jason Page, and Cousin Brucey, Dave's favourite, and everybody at the Rockefeller, including all the security guards. Why are you order? And everybody at Sirius, and Arlene, and Joe, and Reese, and Rachel, and Dave, and Joss, and Hoop, and Alan, and you for listening to the show. Right, so Joe Wider is up next. We are back live Monday morning from the UK. Have a great weekend.
This is one. Waking you up with coffee and bagels. The big man in the Big Apple. The Chris Moyle Show. Live from New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. 50 Cent.
Yeah!
And here we are nestled in Central Park.
Just having a chat with Peter Franklin, our Gabby Cabby. We're about three steps into Central Park. And a bird just crapped in my hand.
Do you know who you just did that to?
Get out of the way, you klutz! What are you, my mother?
And how high are we exactly? Because it's very windy out there today.
1,050 feet or 320 meters.
Wow.
86 floors.
So if that elevator breaks down, we have to get the steps.
1,860 steps all the way down.
Right, so now Rachel and I are going to go out onto the top. Hello. It's very windy. Windy, so windy that they closed at one corner of it because it's that windy. There's a good chance you may not actually hear a word we say once we get out the
this
door.
This is going to be very entertaining.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
Look at the view.
It's fair to say it's a bit windy.
Mr. P. Diddy. Let's get rid of the bum rap as far as Harlem goes. I've seen movie makers go into Harlem.
You just said let's get rid of the bum rap.
Yeah, the bum rap.
Okay.
The bum rap.
I just had to double check.
Do you have potatoes in your ears?
I don't have potatoes in my ears, but I also don't get involved in bum raps.
Hi, welcome to Sylvia's world famous soul food restaurant. I'm here with the queen of soul, Sylvia Woods.
We welcome all. Please find it enjoyable.
Language is a vital part of communicating in a foreign land. And like most places, except France, the locals will appreciate you having a go and will be keen to help you make yourself understood if you're prepared to show willing and treat people with respect.
Hey, lady, I ordered a coffee over here. What am I, invisible?
Two men and a woman and Alid and some other people have transformed breakfast radio in the United Kingdom beyond all recognition. New York City and the rest of the continental USA be upstanding for the saviors of global entertainment.
Chris Moyle Show, live from New York City.